record button in case we say anything comical. I feel like I won't say anything comical because I am very stressed.
Because I am very stressed today.
It's a stressful time to be alive. For many reasons. But mine in particular are very stressful.
I love that you can buy chocolates on Amazon.
I was literally just thinking that I want to go puff Valentine's Day M&Ms to my house.
Do it.
I'm like considering it, but I'm gonna go to Walgreens in the morning, so like I'm gonna go get a shit ton of Valentine's Day candy.
There you go.
But like, yeah. So Valentine's Day candy, look at that, that's on topic. So hello, happy Galentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, because this comes out on Galentine's Day, which I actually talk about. Oh, bless.
Look at that. It's as if I read the Google Doc a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just enough that I saw the things that were bolded.
Yes.
Really nothing more than that. But yep. Hello, friends. This is the 50 Worst Dates podcast, a show that today is going to get back into the Schadenfreude, which is the feeling that you get when you watch someone else suffer and you're not suffering and you think it's kind of funny in a sick, twisted way. The Schadenfreude of dating podcasts and true crime. Because we talk about really bad dates, but we also talk about life and struggles. And I think I'm going to mention something to the effect of goat sacrifices and Tinder lotteries of Roman times. All right.
I mean, that's me, but yeah.
Sure. I mean, yeah. I read up on it so I could keep up with your shit. And all I learned was Tinder lottery.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, if you think dating apps are bad, we'll talk about the Romans, guys.
Pardon me, because, you know, I'm on week 3 of Accutane and my lips are dry as fuck. So I need to go Aquaphor on. Give me un momento, por favor.
Cue Jeopardy music.
I don't think we have the rights to that. Ooh, and she's back.
I'm back.
Ugh. Are your lips slippery?
Yes, my lips are slippery with good old Aquaphor, which is really just Vaseline, fun fact.
Yes.
To people who, like, were all like, use Aquaphor. I looked at the ingredients. It's the same
Vaseline.
But I don't care.
Vaseline is made out of, like, petroleum oil. So, like, you're putting dinosaurs on your lips.
Yay.
Good old dinosaurs.
Now they feel less chapped.
One of my news blurbs today was that Canadian archaeologists discovered a new type of Tyrannosaurus rex. Like, it's like the T-Rex's cousin. Mm-hmm. And they called him something ridiculous like the Angel of Death.
Oh.
Like, it was some Chris Pratt probably has already interacted with this on the Jurassic Park Island type shit dinosaur.
It would be Jurassic World that Chris Pratt would interact with.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jurassic World.
Get it right.
He works. So his pay stubs say Jurassic World, but it's, yes. Was that their rebranding effort? They're like, oh, it was Jurassic Park, but now it's Jurassic World. It's fine.
Yeah. Have you not seen Jurassic World? Are you even a fan of dinosaurs?
Not in a second, if we're being honest.
Damn.
Is that on Disney Plus?
No, because it's not.
No, because that's a Universal park. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yep.
Well, I'll watch it when it comes onto a thing. Otherwise,
can they make like Universal Plus?
I mean, I think that's what the NBC one is going to be.
Oh,
because NBC Universal. So it's going to be everything else. That's why they pulled The Office off of Netflix this year. So I think if it's not already off, it's coming off of Netflix. And same with Friends, because they're transferring them into an NBC-owned portal.
Oh, okay. Well, Friends, I knew Friends was off. I don't think The Office is yet because people haven't made a big huff and puff about it.
Right. That day will come and people will be like, Prison Mike, staplers and jello. I feel the love in the Chili's tonight. And they'll be all salty and I'll be like, the only episode I've ever seen is the Chili's episode. Sucker.
It's funny because I've watched like 2 seasons of it, but I'm still like,
It is genuinely too close to my reality where it bothers me. Where Parks and Rec was like extended from my reality, like those are actual characters. Like some of the shitty antics that happens on The Office is like happening to me in real life. Like my coworker today, I think somebody sent in like photo proofs for an ad and we got them for whatever reason. And it was a man just like doused in petals, shirtless, for no good reason, and girls sent it in like their little like work group chat, and it was just giggles from every direction. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something that would happen on the Modern Office. Like, what is the giggling in the group chat? And Dwight feels left out because he's not in the group chat. And it's a mm-hmm. whole thing, and I'm Dwight in that situation, and I don't need to be reminded that I'm Dwight. Basically, yes. That's why I won't watch The Office.
Makes sense.
But what are we talking about today, Amanda? I kind of teased it, but like, oh, also, who are we? I'm Katie, and that's Amanda. I'll answer my own questions. Hi.
Yep. That's yes. right. My name is Amanda.
We haven't been podcasting for almost a year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Woo, almost a year. Woo. Fucking wild.
Fucking gnarly, dude.
Oh, but shit. Hold on. Oh. I didn't turn my air conditioning on or my heater off. Motherfucker.
I didn't hear it, but I don't think you can hear it.
Hold on.
You can hear it. Sorry, we don't have recording studios. If you can hear it, listen to our ads so we can make money and we can record in better spaces. You can also donate to our cause on anchor.fm. You can basically Patreon it without joining Patreon. And you can pay us money just to listen to our podcast.
Are you just talking to yourself?
Yeah, I'm like promoting stuff to the people while you're busy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm busy, you know, getting my shit together.
Yes.
Because I'm unprepared per usual.
I mean, over yet underprepared is like my brand.
That's fair. Mine's just like, I'm always a little bit late.
Right. Just like a touch like late.
Not enough to like really piss you off, but like enough to be like, oh, yeah. She's
consistent. Always, it's like on brand.
She's consistently like 2 to 5 minutes late.
I'm late because of who I am as a person.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But anyway, today we are talking about Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Yay. This episode comes out on Galentine's Day, which in my opinion is more important.
It's way better. The only Valentine's Day stuff I have in my apartment is a happy Galentine's Day sign.
Yay.
And the love oracles that I bought. If you guys have love advice that you need and you want it from a more spiritual point of view, I got these tarot card things that you like ask it a question and it's supposed to answer your question and it doesn't do a really good job of it, but they're really pretty.
So they're not a tarot card. They're just a deck of like the magic eight ball.
Yeah, basically. They're really pretty though.
Yeah, they did look really pretty. But yeah, so we're talking about Valentine's Day related things, not your usual. We're going to talk about some goat sacrifices and, getting whipped with leather thongs.
Normal Valentine's Day for some of us.
Love it, but not of the kinky variety. But
the fertility variety, which is
exactly
not what we want.
Exactly. But you will just have to wait until after this brief intermission so that you can listen to our ads.
My jaw just dropped. That was such a good transition.
Thank you.
You did so good.
Thank you. I tried. Okay. Now listen to us. Now listen to us put some ads in. Katie Butter Breaking. We're back. back.
We came back so fast.
We did. We
really not the did. Only thing coming quickly this Valentine's Day. But yeah. So Valentine's Day, guys, is a holiday that you might be familiar with, mm-hmm. Because it's in your world tomorrow. And you might be like, oh, why do we subject ourselves to this day of heightened expectations? I think Valentine's Day is really the romantic New Year's Eve, where New Year's Eve, you place a lot of like weird expectations on how the night is going to go. And like oftentimes you're like, ooh, I'm going to buy a ticket to a thing and it's got to be worth all this money that I'm doing this thing and I'm in an outfit and it's a whole deal. And oh my God, new year, new me. Let's get rid of this old year. It was trash. And like Valentine's Day is very similar. We're like, oh, we're going to do a thing and I'm going to wear an outfit and it's going to be a big deal. And this is going to show that I'm like a person and this and that. And like, it's a day.
Yeah.
Really. Currently, Boston Market is doing a special where for $30, which I know $30 is expensive, but hear me out. $30, you get a 12 rib rack of ribs placed in a bouquet, arranged in a saucy barbecue bouquet.
Ooh.
To bring your lover if they like meat.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Exactly. Don't know what the vegetarian equivalent is, but I saw that and I was like, I would be down. But yeah, that's your fun fact of the day.
Speaking of Amanda. Speaking of vegetarians though, even though he's vegan, can we talk about Joaquin Phoenix's Oscar speech? Because
This is coming out this week, so it's like very pertinent. God. Yes.
Oh my God. Not only was I absolutely thrilled that he won Best Actor because he fucking deserved it. I listened to a speech and I was like, wow, you make me want to go vegan, even though that's never gonna fucking happen. But I'm vegetarian, close enough. But
you're doing
it
good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And
I liked that he quoted his brother. I thought that was very nice.
I know. Ugh.
That was not like I'm doing this for you, man, because you died outside the Viper Room. It was like, this is a nice thing that my brother said.
And I appreciated that he's just so like genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And I
feel like he shouldn't be genuine. He has every reason to like be like an artsy fuck of an asshole. And I still think he kind of is, but like.
But he even acknowledged that. He was like, you guys gave me a second chance.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I appreciate him. And I'm very happy that he won because he deserved it.
Hell yeah.
And I'm very happy Parasite won all because I watched Parasite the night before the Oscars. And I'm glad that I did. Otherwise, I would have raged that Joker didn't win Best Film. But like, I get why Parasite won Best Film because it's very good.
It's on my list. I haven't had time to sit down and watch it. And I'm just glad that it won because it does like break down a certain boundary.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I did like the director's quote of like, once you get over the 1-inch wall of subtitles, a whole world of film will be open to you.
Yeah, for real.
Because like, yeah, foreign films are great.
I literally have subtitles on all the time anyway, so it didn't even matter to me.
And it's subtitles on, it's reading. It's not watching TV, it's reading.
And it's not so hard. Okay, and the people who complain about subtitles, like, are you that slow of a reader?
That can you like not ignore them? They're at the bottom half of the screen.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. Valentine's Day.
So tell me about why we do this. Why do we do the do?
Why do we do the do? Yeah, so today I wanted to talk about the origin of this chocolate-obsessed, single-exposing, capitalist-as-fuck holiday and the importance of the glory that is Valentine's Day, which has nothing to do with Valentine's Day, really. But I think it's pertinent because this episode comes out on Valentine's Day. So
hell yeah.
So let's bring it way the fuck back all the way to when the Catholic Church. Yeah, go back in time. insert terrible sound clip here, but probably not. So just
back in time.
Woo! It's like Phil to the Future, but reverse.
Yeah. It's like Back to the Future, except we're not going to try and fuck our moms.
True. Weird. Well, he didn't try to. She tried to fuck him.
Rather, our moms are not going to try and fuck us.
Yeah. Weird.
Weird.
Anyway, so the Catholic Church, as we all know, if you didn't, now you will, is notorious for stealing holidays from other religions.
Literally, like, all of the holidays.
Like, any
other people's, like, fucking awesome holidays watered down and, like, add Jesus.
Yeah, so any Christian holiday is simply a bastardization of pagan holidays. And then, like, LOL it when they committed mass murder of pagans, it's fine.
Yeah.
And Valentine's Day.
The ones that they didn't kill, they're like, okay, we're going to take your holiday, and you have to tell us that you're praying about this thing, not your own thing. But, like, yeah. I guess we can't kill all of you.
Correct. Well, they just moved from the pagans to the Jews, so.
Yeah, I mean, I literally, so I grew up Catholic, and you have to pick a confirmation name, and it has to be a saint. And so I picked St. Bridget of Ireland because she was made up. She was a pagan symbol that they co-opted and made into a saint so they would, like, so they would convert. And that's why I picked her, because I thought it was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Yep. St. Patrick's Day is next month, though.
St. Patrick's Day is next month.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But yes, St. Bridget's Day is February 1st, which is funny because that's Imbolc, which is a pagan holiday, which is also known as, Bridget's Day.
Oh yeah, because she's a pagan goddess.
I know. Yeah. But it's just, yeah, it's funny. I'm pagan, by the way, for those who don't know. But I didn't grow up that way. Anyway. So Valentine's Day, the grandest of the Hallmark holidays, was no different in that the Catholic Church, of course, stole it. But I will begin, prior to my escapade into history, I will begin by citing my sources. So the whole internet, just kidding.
Yes.
Mainly yes. History.com and Britannica. Those were the two where I got my sources from. But I also want to preface by saying I was not raised Catholic. I was raised Methodist, aka the chillest of the Christians. However, I am no longer Christian. In fact, I was an atheist for a good chunk of my time, but now I'm like pagan, whatever. So let me be the first to say that I had no fucking idea that Valentine's Day was celebrated because of one of the like 50 gajillion fucking saints in the Catholic Church until like literally last week.
Oh, good.
So
I, as someone who was raised Catholic, as I just explained, and I now consider myself like there. So in Judaism, like there's people who are practicing Jews, and then there's like, oh, I'm culturally Jewish, where like I like challah and I like do the holidays and eat matzah during Passover. I consider myself like culturally Catholic, where like I know the things. I was, for whatever reason, my boyfriend and I like did the Our Father as a joke the other day because we were surprised we could do it, and like know that, and like to eat fish on Fridays during Lent because I like a good fish sandwich, but like that's pretty much it. So I am the cultural checkpoint on this. We're good. You don't need to email us that like we ruined something. I was there. I've been baptized.
Proud of you.
Thanks. My mom and dad did it.
Wow, look at that. But yeah, so Valentine's Day as we know it, or at least as the Christian world knows it, is celebrated because of Saint Valentine, which we'll get into, but it goes further than that. So let's go deeper back into the past. I'm talking way back to the good old Roman days.
Yeah, if there's anybody who can talk about being horny, it's the Romans.
Abso-fucking-lutely. So maybe you watch Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Maybe you're just a history buff. But Valentine's Day actually has its roots in the Roman ritual of Lupercalia. It's a like ancient Roman pagan ritual. This is an annual festival that was celebrated on the 15th of February under the superintendence of a corporation of priests called the Luperci.
That sounds metal as fuck.
I know, right? That's going to be my
favorite. This whole thing is metal as fuck.
Yeah. So, but the origin of the name actually comes from a derivation of lupus.
Which is, you have that.
I know. What can I say?
Which wow.
Is, yeah, which is wolf in Latin. And I don't really know. There's like a supposed connection with an ancient deity who protected herds from wolves. I don't really know.
I think it also has something to do with like the mother wolf that raised Romulus and Remus.
It does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so as a fertility rite, this festival was also associated with the Roman agriculture god Faunus. But as with any...
Holy shit, pause. I just realized that Remus Lupin is a wolf man named after a boy that founded Rome and was raised by wolves.
You just realized that?
I just made, maybe I knew it before, but I made the connection now.
Are you even a Harry Potter fan?
Yes, I'm looking at the books right now. They're on the wall. They're right there. I like Harry Potter, okay?
I believe you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm proud
Thank
of you.
Thank you. Another You're thing welcome. That would be great on the NBC Universal TV platform. All the Harry Potters, all the time.
Proud of you. But anyway, as much as I would love to, you know, dive into Harry Potter, let's not, because that'll get me going. Yeah. As with any good festival, this festival began with a sacrifice.
Yes.
And to be quite frank, I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty, but it involved goats and a dog. But
sad about that.
Then RIP. But then it would lead to a feast where the Luperci would cut thongs, and these are not sexy thongs, these are just a strip of leather or hide, from the skins of the sacrificed animals, dip them in the sacrificial blood, and then they ran in two bands around, like physically ran, around Palatine Hill, striking women with the thongs who came near them. Not like... aggressively slapping, but like hitting them. And then a blow from the thong was supposed to render a woman fertile.
Damn. I need to stay away from that thong.
That thong, the thong, thong, thong.
That thong song comes on.
But according to the legend, the young women would then place their names in a big urn where the bachelors of the town would each choose a name, Hunger Games style, and be prepared for the year with that chosen woman. So it's like The Bachelor, but better.
If you think Tinder is bad, be so glad you didn't live in Rome in like the year 400 BC.
Yeah. Often these matches would end with marriage, probably because they also ended with a baby, you know.
Yeah, because they were fucking and they were like, you're going to get married now. I'm sorry. We impose these rules on people.
Woo. But unlike so many things, Lupercalia survived the initial rise of Christianity.
Yeah, because it sounds like a good fucking time.
Yeah, right? Slapping people with thongs, having sex, all the fun stuff. It wasn't until 494 CE that the Christian church, mainly Pope Gelasius I,
that's a badass. That's a metal ass name.
It is a metal ass name.
Everything about this story is super metal. Basically, the thesis statement is Valentine's Day is super metal. You should enjoy it because it's super fucking metal.
Valentine's Day is super fucking metal.
That's the name of the podcast.
Yep, that's the title. Anyway, so Pope Gelasius I appropriated the form of rite as a feast of the purification and declared February 14th, St. Valentine's Day.
Would we call this good appropriation?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, all right.
So who the fuck is St. Valentine, you ask? Because I asked that. Dude. Well, the Catholic Church actually has multiple St. Valentines because they have too many fucking saints anyway.
Yeah. It's like pretty much everybody's a saint. Do you know Marie Antoinette and Louis the 16th are saints?
Jesus Christ.
That was my second choice for confirmation.
Your love for Marie Antoinette is incredible.
Oh, undying. I was definitely in the court of Versailles in a past life. And also like two out of the three of Henry VIII's wives are saints.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
But It's just, it's very funny how Marie Antoinette is kind of like your historical figure that you love very much. Fuck yeah. Mine is Vlad the Impaler. Yeah. What does that tell you? Vlad the Impaler and Elizabeth Bathory are my ancient.
You like vampires. I like luxury and that one Kirsten Dunst movie.
Both of them are royalty, so like. I can like luxury and vampires.
Yeah, you can have both.
Por qué no?
I don't see why not.
But anyway.
Can't have cake.
Anything. The Catholic Church has multiple St. Valentines, but the one that's most notable to this holiday is a supposed Roman priest who performed secret weddings against the wishes of the authorities in the 3rd century. Like a bad
mother. When I read this, the only thing I could fucking think of is Anakin and Padme's secret wedding in Star Wars.
Jesus fucking Christ. You ain't wrong, though.
No, I'm not. They got married in fucking secret. Because he had to go fight and be kind of a priest. But, like, also, yeah. That was the only thing I could imagine.
Yeah.
This little robot hand. Holding her hand.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Emperor Claudius II outlawed marriage for young men because he believed that single men made better soldiers than ones with wives and families. See, this is why Romans were really good at fighting, because they knew, they were like, ain't got no time to keep you distracted. You're going to fuck who you want, but you're going to stay single, baby.
This is also why how they were able to just like spread their genes throughout Europe. But like,
I mean, they would have done that anyway, but. So Valentine said, "Fuck you, BB, let love live," quote, and performed these unlawful marriages.
Wow. I didn't know you wrote the Bible, but like, I believe it.
Yeah, right. Eventually he was imprisoned. He was then tortured and beheaded on February 14th. Bless.
Woof. So again, if you didn't get beheaded on Valentine's Day, you're not having that bad of a Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
that dude had it worse.
Apparently, before he died, he had like supposedly cured some chick of blindness. Yeah. Probably had like fucking glaucoma, and he was like, "Here, take this fucking plant, and then you're fine." And then he wrote her a note that was signed, "Your Valentine." So essentially, the moral of the story here is get your boo thing a decapitated head for Valentine's Day in honor of Saint Valentine.
Fuck yeah!
But It wasn't until 1375 that Valentine's Day was associated with love because of Geoffrey Chaucer, who is an English poet, who wrote, quote, "For this was sent on St. Valentine's Day, when every fowl cometh there to choose his mate." I don't know. That's so English.
That's, yeah.
Like
sent for Valentine's Day. When every fowl cometh, there choose his mate. Yeah, see, D&D is doing at least something for me that I can read things dramatically.
That's not D&D, honey. That's just your drama genes coming out.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But so with that, oh wait, no. Americans. I was getting ahead of myself. Americans probably began exchanging handmade Valentines in the early 1700s. And today, an estimated 145 million Valentine's Day cards are sent. And women are actually purchasers of 85% of Valentines.
I mean, let's also preface that with, like, moms are the ones buying them to be sent to second grade, more than likely.
True.
Also, men are lazy and pieces of shit.
True. Have you ever
Googled, and while you're listening, guys, do you Google this, old timey Victorian Valentines?
I was just about to talk about the vinegar Valentines.
Yes.
Yep. I was just about to bring that up, and how they were like sassy as fuck.
Sassy as fuck, but also just like nightmare fuel. Definitely Google it, but like don't Google it if you're on like a crowded transportation thing, because someone will be like, "Who the fuck is that? Do I need to like call in something?"
No,
they are creepy as shit.
Absolutely, do it while you're on public transportation. Yeah, that was just like when I read my
airdrop that shit on the CTA.
That was just like when I
was reading my female serial killer's book in public.
Do you know how many old white men don't like it if you read How to Date Men When You Hate Them by fucking Rob Roberson on the bus? They just glare at you, and I'm like, guess you give me a reason to hate you.
Yep. Yeah, I love that book. So with that, I want to talk about the most important of the non-real holidays, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
This holiday began a whole ass decade ago in 2010.
Thank you, Leslie. No.
When in episode 16 of season 2 of the glorious Parks and Recreation came out, called Galentine's Day, Leslie Knope is at brunch with her closest gal pals and states, quote, "Every February 13th, my lady friends and I leave our husbands and our boyfriends at home and we just come and kick it, breakfast style. Ladies celebrating ladies. It's like the Lilith Fair minus the angst plus frittatas."
That reminds me, I literally have, for the past 4 years, put a Valentine of Leslie Knope saying Happy Valentine's Day as my cover photo on Facebook.
There you go.
Switching it out right now.
So I think that it's important to talk about this because, you know, this didn't really become popular, I feel like, until like the last four or five years. But women are like full on just bred to compete and not celebrate each other. And so I really like this notion. I love that it happened in 2010 before this like fifth wave of feminism. Mm-hmm. And
Leslie Knope was definitely, I think, a cultural touch point of the beginning of the fifth wave of feminism.
Absolutely. And like, fuck The Office. Sorry to anyone who listens to The Office, but Parks and Rec is better.
Mike Schur's best show is Parks and Rec, then The Good Place, then other things, and then The Office.
Yeah, The Good Place is so fucking good too. But fortunately in 2020, I believe that the notion that like women need to compete and like hate each other is beginning to change. And so fuck Hallmark holidays, fuck the Catholic Church, and most importantly, fuck patriarchal notions and celebrate Galentine's Day, or don't celebrate Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day, whatever the fuck you want to do. But essentially, this holiday was created from a pagan holiday where they sacrificed goats and dogs and also celebrating some dude who is fucking beheaded on Valentine's Day. So to be quite frank, it isn't about love at all. It's about death and sex. It's about death and sex. This holiday is actually about sex. So just go fuck someone.
This is the most soundbite heavy episode I think we've done in a long time.
So enjoy. Oh
my goodness. I love you.
I love you too.
That was beautiful. I'm going to add in, if I don't creatively, everyone, let's be known, if I didn't add a sound effect, what I want to add is just a roaring applause. That builds during your little bit at the end there. Damn.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, all of this history, I think, is to say that like Valentine's Day is A, about sex, B, about death, C, super metal, and it's wonky and it's weird and it's been co-opted by companies to get you to spend money and it shouldn't like hype you up or pull you down. Like, this is a goat dog murder festival because some dude was in prison and now you're supposed to know how to buy flowers?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
So like, preferred option for Valentine's Day, definitely get your lover a beheaded head.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe bathe me in the blood of sacrifices. Slap me with a thong, but like one that doesn't make me fertile so we can get into it. You know, stuff. But like, if you're still feeling glum, if you're still feeling down, if you're like, I just wish I had someone to love on Valentine's Day. Or like, you too would rather be smacked by a stranger and deemed fertile is exactly what I wrote here, and it's not wrong. That's fine, because we're going to get back to our roots and we're going to go to a break because I think it's a good time for a break. We're going to go to a break and get into that good old Schadenfreude, and tell you some bad date stories about really bad Valentine's days. BRB. Let's go back to the show.
And we're back
to the show. Hello. So maybe you've been listening for a hot second and you're like, they haven't done that thing where they like get a bunch of stories from people or off the internet or themselves and they tell us about really bad dates, as the show title implies, because it is 50 worst dates, like the Adam Sandler movie, but very different. And today is the day that we're going to go back to those roots and we're going to talk about some bad dates. And for starters, Amanda and I have our own sacrifices of our own dates.
Yay.
Amanda, what was the worst Valentine's Day you ever had?
I wouldn't say this is the worst Valentine's Day I ever had. I guess I really haven't had that many bad ones. I really haven't had like horrible ones, but this one really sticks out because it was the first like real Valentine's Day I had, and I was fucking disappointed, let me tell you. I'm a simple girl. All I wanted was like some fucking chocolates and flowers, maybe a teddy
How
bear.
How old were you also?
I was 16. So 16, I was in high school. I was in love with Great Value Kellen Quinn. He's making his return. Really going back to those roots. And it was our first Valentine's Day. And I cannot remember for the life of me what I got him. I know it was good because I'm a fantastic gift giver. And it was like, I thought about it. I was probably like music related because he was the emo kid. So, you know, band tees and stuff. And he got me a package, not like a big one, like a single person package of peanut M&Ms and Breaking Dawn Part 2 on DVD.
He probably thought that was real romantic.
He probably did, because I was a Twilight fan. However, yes. I was like, all I fucking wanted was chocolate and flowers, bruh.
He got you chocolate with peanuts in it.
But the thing is that his mom got him the gifts to give to me.
That's bad.
I know. And so to kick off my like Valentine's Day, I don't know, shenanigans in my life, that happened. And, you know, I look back on it now and I'm actually very thankful because now I have all five of the Twilight movies on DVD and didn't have to purchase Breaking Dawn Part 2 on my own.
Thank goodness.
To this day, I've never gotten like a simple like chocolates and like flowers, like a bouquet on Valentine's Day. Never.
Wow.
Which sounds kind of silly because you're like, well, that's not that big of a deal. But I don't know. There's something like that's a very classic gift and I just like want to have it once.
They didn't get me flowers several times. And I don't like them anymore for that reason. Like, I genuinely, like, no. The Valentine's Day flowers were also purchased, and they, like, weren't great. And I was like, oh, you were like, oh, I should really get her flowers. Or someone yelled at you. And it was like, you're your girlfriend flowers. And that's what happened. I can tell. Yeah, no, Valentine's Day is weird. And you start off really high, like, very young with those set expectations. Oh my God, they sell these giant bears at Walgreens and I want a giant bear. No, what are you going to do with that? It collects dust. My parents got me a sloth last year with a big heart on it and I'm looking at it. He's not moved since I put him on a shelf. I don't know what to do with that. But once in college, I basically was sad. I think it might have been sophomore year. was sad that I was alone on Valentine's Day for no good reason. I had two roommates that were really annoyingly in love. And now looking back, none of us are with any of the people we were with that evening. So not that big of a deal. And I was sad about being alone, so I got really drunk on Long Island and ended up really far away from my house in a stranger's house because he's like, oh, you've never seen Wreck-It Ralph? And then we proceeded to have sex during a children's movie. And I woke up on Valentine's Day and he was like, happy Valentine's Day. I have a math lecture at 9. Can you leave? And I had to walk home in the cold. In February, on Valentine's Day. Yeah. It's not a good time. Don't recommend it. That guy and I almost had a rekindling for whatever reason. He was actually very nice. But we almost had a rekindling like 2 years later. I took him to a date event because I needed a date. And we like made out a bunch. And then our friend who had taken his friend was like, oh my God, you need to go help our friend because he's just so drunk. You need to get him home now. And that guy was a gentleman and got his friend home and tucked him into bed instead of having sex with me.
Damn.
And I honestly, the good ones get away. Also, I feel like he lives really close to me now. So like, yo, what's up, dude? Except not really, but like, how you doing?
So the girl was in a relationship.
He was really nice. I would be friends with him. Like, he was a very nice dude. Don't tell my boyfriend.
As she says on the internet.
I'm kidding.
No, I'm just giving you shit. How dare you be a sexual being?
Right.
Your sexuality must end when you're in a relationship.
Yes, it's dead. It dies. It's gross.
I was actually something in high school when I first started developing like really bad anxiety that stressed me out was like I for some reason believed that finding people attractive when I was in a relationship meant that I like didn't value my relationship. Like it fucked me up because no one explained to me like that's normal because right. Like movies show love where it's like that's all you think about, that's the only person, and I was like, but I still think that that person's hot.
Yeah, because they are.
And so yeah, and so it like fucked me up for a long time, and then I finally went to therapy and my therapist was like, that's fucking normal, and I was like, oh my God,
bless. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you totally think people are hot. I wouldn't advise like flirting with them.
No.
But like, do as you do. Don't.
But at the same time, flirting is like subjective. So you can be like just talking to someone and then they can perceive it as flirting. Not saying
that literally everyone.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I guarantee you that there's like a bunch of people who probably think that I flirt with them because I'm nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
Story of a woman's life, right?
Right. Right. So. I mean, I perceive every man's interaction with me as flirting because I don't know what flirting is anymore because it's 2020 and we genuinely don't know.
We don't know how to interact in general, so.
I don't know how to talk to people. But in other news of people who don't know how to talk to people, we have some stories from the web. Webby web web. Because I forgot to ask our listeners if they had really bad Valentine's Day stories because I've been very busy. If you have a worse date, DM us, email us, whatever. We'll do the stuff at the end. It was Valentine's Day 2009, and it was a day that will live in infamy.
Oh my God. Wait. No, never mind. Go ahead.
No, we were in the 8th grade. My then boyfriend planned for us to drive to a nearby winery for a tour and dinner, but then he invited his mother. To make matters worse, his mother called to tell us she was running late and demanded she put me on the phone. I managed a weak, hello? And she screeched, I'll be there when I get there. Go buy him a steak and give him some pussy and you both of you shut up. I was horrified. Worst Valentine's Day ever.
Oh my God.
If my significant other's mother ever says the word pussy to me, it better be her singing What's New Pussycat. And I don't even want that.
Yeah. No. No.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Number two. We were having dinner at a restaurant, and suddenly he jumped up and ran to the bathroom. After about 45 minutes, I got worried and went to check on him. As it turned out, the guy who went into the bathroom before him was his dealer, and they were getting very high. This is not only Valentine's Day, but it was our first date.
Well, that's what you get for going on a first date on Valentine's Day.
That's
pro tip. Don't do that.
Don't do that. The number of times it happens on like TV, like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. How funny is that? Our first date will be Valentine's Day. No, because you know who's around you? Everyone who's in love. And then you're just like, what? Do you like cats or dogs? No. Number three. I had been dating this guy and I was really falling for him. He said he wanted to plan everything out for our Valentine's Day date. He loved astronomy, not astrology like us. So he picked a spot and brought a small telescope and showed me all the constellations. I was on cloud 9. I changed into something sexy and invited him in. He got undressed, got into bed, and then told me he couldn't do this anymore. He basically got undressed to break up with me. He said, God. I deserved a really nice Valentine's Day before he did it.
Jesus.
So, like, I'm going to take you out for a romantic evening, and then I'm going to break up with you. No. No. I went out with a guy I'd seen a few times before. He surprised me by bringing a box of chocolates. He knew I had a severe tree nut allergy, but the box didn't have one of those guides in it to tell you what's in each chocolate. So we made a joke of it, where he'd eat part of a piece, and then if it was nut-free, I'd finish it. Disgusting. I hope you get coronavirus. Jesus. Well... Well, there was one chocolate that definitely had nuts in it because I immediately started swelling. I couldn't breathe, see, or hear. Luckily, we made it to the hospital and everything was fine.
Oh my God, that's like the movie, what is it, Hitch or whatever? Where he eats the shellfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, man. Is that Valentine's Day too? Does Hitch revolve around Valentine's Day? Am I wrong?
It's not Valentine's Day, but it's a romance movie.
It is. It's got Will Smith in it. Of course it is.
No.
That's not true. A lot of his action movies don't have any romance. Gemini Man looked okay.
Yeah.
I forgot to get a listener mail this week. I have a note on here that there's a story, but I didn't get it in writing. I was just told it several times when I was at IHOP 2 weeks ago, and I don't have it.
But Red Lobster just went there with its You're My Lobster Cheddar Bay Biscuit boxes.
Cheddar Bay Biscuit?
Oh my God, that's what I'm commenting.
That's disgusting. So... in lieu of listener mail, I'm going to Boston Market.
Red Lobster Cheddar
Amanda's
biscuit.
Going to Red Lobster.
They're so fucking good.
I mean, they're fucking delicious. I'm pretty sure you can buy like the mixes at the store too, which is a game.
But they're definitely not gluten-free, but I don't give a fuck.
You know what? Spend the day after Valentine's Day just pooping. It's fine.
True.
New Valentine's Day, new you. Cleanse everything. Yeah. So there you go. Is that your happy ending then? Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Oh, no. I've got like 5 things for my happy ending this week. So you go
Hell
first.
Hell yes. Oh, I go first?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. I've had a very stressful day. And Amanda is my happy ending because she calmed me the fuck down. She yelled at me a little bit, which is our relationship. But like she calmed me the fuck down and was very supportive. And I really appreciate it because I've had a very tough day.
You have.
We already did an episode on birth control, guys, so you can refer to that. But I'm learning in real time how product demand and a lack of research in women's reproductive and sexual wellness health is really, really shitty and deeply affects availability of certain important products. And it sucks. And Amanda, being a health professional and just logical, calmer person than I today, really helped me out. And she's my happy ending.
Aw, thanks.
Jeez. Now talk about things that aren't me because I see this list.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Get ready. So number one, there's
Saddle up.
I'm getting in my seat. Okay. I'm already in my seat, but like, here we go. So number one, there is a new Ted Bundy documentary on Amazon Prime. It's called...
Is that the lady one?
It's not just the lady one. It is Elizabeth Kendall, who is known as Liz, the longtime girlfriend of Ted Bundy. She's finally like interviewed. And yeah, it's called Ted Bundy Falling for a Killer. It's a TV miniseries. It's really good. It's got a nice like feminist take on it. And it has Elizabeth and Molly Kendall. Elizabeth is the longtime girlfriend of Ted Bundy. And Molly is her daughter that was like basically raised. It was her kid that Ted Bundy like raised for a while while they were together. So it's very interesting. I fucking hate Ted Bundy, but like I just know a lot about him, and I appreciate documentaries on him so I can learn more. And there's definitely new information. If you're like me and you're like, oh my God, this is gonna be the same shit as everything else, I really appreciated it. And in the beginning of the first episode, she's like, all these men have told my fucking story, and I like want to tell my story.
Hell yeah, girl.
But anyway, so that's out. So that's number one. Number two. So apparently Johnny Depp is less of a shithead than we thought, and that makes me really happy.
So
for those who don't know, which is probably most of you because you don't know me that well, unless you've known me since like fucking second grade.
I did watch your presentation on how much you loved the Pirates of the Caribbean in Miss Grogan's third grade class.
Wait, I made a presentation of that?
Yeah, I think it was a show and tell.
That is unreal. Okay, so Johnny Depp sparked my sexual awakening when I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you seen him as Captain Jack Sparrow? He's a hunky motherfucker. So,
I, on the other hand, was awakened by Orlando Bloom in the same movie.
Literally, so was everyone else. But I was like, no, Johnny Depp, look at that fucking black eyeliner, baby.
Mm.
So I loved Johnny Depp basically my whole life. And my parents, they were kind of like, wow, he's so old. And I was like, I don't care. Do you see how hot he is, though? And so my parents kind of just supported it and like had me watch all the Johnny Depp movies and all these things. And I actually saw him film part of a movie once. And moral of the story, my like entire childhood is like owed to Johnny Depp.
You mean the gangster movie?
Public Enemies. Yeah, I saw him film part of that.
Did they film that like
in Chicago? Yeah.
Yeah, they filmed it like right over here because the character he plays died right over by my house.
Yeah. So it's really good. Well, it's not really good, but it's really good that I like basically met him.
Yeah.
Like, I called his name and he looked at me and I was like, wow, we're in
Johnny.
Love.
Johnny.
But anyway, so in 2016 or whatever year it was, when he was with Amber Heard and it came out that he had abused her and she had like those pictures and all that shit, I was like, okay, I guess Johnny Depp's fucking canceled because like that's trash. And of course I like took her side, as like shitty as it was, because
we should believe women.
Yeah, I'm like, this shattered my entire like adolescence. And I had to compartmentalize because I wasn't going to be like, no, I'm never going to watch a Johnny Depp movie ever again. It was more like, I just won't watch Johnny Depp movies.
The number of movies you can watch.
Because Tim Burton is my favorite fucking director, so I'd be fucked. So I was like, you know what? I just won't watch movies from like henceforth. Anyway, a few months ago, Johnny Depp, it came out that he was suing her for like $50 million for defamation, which I thought was just like bullshit.
He's also like super broke. So like also makes sense.
Yeah, but
I guess a couple weeks ago, there's like audio clips, which are probably from like couples counseling, to be honest, like their couples counseling sessions. Because that's what it seems like. There's an audio clip of them talking, and she's just like full on admitting to like hitting him. And she's like, I didn't punch you. I was hitting you, and like all this stuff. And there's another clip where he's like, you know, if we resort, like if this comes to violence, like this relationship needs to end, like this marriage needs to end, like we can't have violence. And she was like, I just get so angry sometimes, like I can't control my rage. Like it's fucking wild. So you learn that she's also like equally shitty. I don't know who's the big perpetuator of the relationship. It was toxic as hell. Toxic behavior feeds toxic behavior. I'm not excusing his behavior by any means if he did hit her or whatever, but clearly they both were like abusive to each other. And so mm-hmm. it makes him less shitty because clearly it was just a toxic relationship that was feeding on toxicity. And so you can't point fingers and be like, well, he's the one that started it or she's the one that started it, because we're never going to fucking know. And so they're both shitty for what they did to each other. But it makes me feel less shitty about still loving him. So
yeah. Fuck yeah.
That is my second happy ending. And then my last happy ending is that Joaquin motherfucking Phoenix won Best Actor, because he absolutely deserved it. And I'm thrilled, because I was enraged that Endgame did not win the one Oscar it was nominated for when it was snubbed so fucking hard, like any fucking superhero movie. But we won't get into that, because Katie has different feelings.
Really enjoyed 1917.
I enjoyed 1917 too, but I think that the visual effects of Endgame were superior to 1917.
It's a difference between literally having to invent new ways to do things and doing things seriously the old-fashioned way to the point where it sounds ridiculous. Like, they were both on two very different ends of the spectrum, and the Academy likes to pick conservative options. So I don't disagree. Like, I think they're both really cool. I think both things were really awesome. I just really enjoyed 1917. It gave me the shakes. I was like, give me one of those 1917 cancer cigarettes. I need it, because I'm so shaky. Yeah, I'm terrible. This is the type five is not there tonight, guys. It's fine. If you would like to submit your own worst date, horror story, sex mishap, boner blunder, or opinions on Oscar winners, feel free to submit your own named or anonymous submissions to 50worstdatespodcast@gmail.com. Or slide into our DMs at 50 Worst Dates Pod on Instagram. If you think we're valid sources for advice and want to ask us questions, we'll take those emails too. But not these love oracle things that are like tarot cards. You can just ask us quick questions, and it'll give you things like, oh, I'm going to open it. I'm going to throw things on the ground. I don't know who that is. Advice from Lena Dunham, because everybody wants that. Everyone forgets you except you. It's okay to play hide and seek by yourself, and don't be afraid on standing on the shoulders of your parents. Sounds like some privileged white bullshit, but you never know what might help. Our goal is to produce future episodes after stories that are not our own, because we haven't been on that many bad dates. Hooray. If you love our music, it's from bensound.com. And if you love our cover art, it's by Tori Scranton. You can find her at tscrantonart on Instagram and Etsy. Ba-da-da-ba-da-ba. Woo! Happy Galentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day if you celebrate, or if you're... Just remember to make tomorrow metal, guys.
Yeah, for real.
I'm doing
that. That sounded like a fucking, like... I don't even know.
I was trying to do like an Ozzy Osbourne kind of thing, but I think that's very visual and not audio.
You want to know who just fucking called me at 8:40 p.m.?
Your mom.
No, St. Louis fucking University trying to get me to fucking give them money. I swear to God. Are you kidding me?
I ain't got no money.
With my fucking, if you want to forgive my student loans, then I'll give you money.
The fine words of Ludacris. If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Yep.
Go home, guys.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Bye.
Bye.